Tomorrow, a large protest against war with Iraq will take place in Washington, D.C. and other cities around the country and the world. Organizers are hoping that this protest will help shape the debate over whether the United States should take military action against Saddam Hussein. One of the organizers of the march in Washington is Bishop Thomas Gumbleton, Auxiliary Bishop of Detroit, who says this war effort against Iraq is an unjust war.
This war could not be morally acceptable. And I say that together with the leadership of the United States Catholic bishops, plus almost every other major Christian denomination in this country. The leadership of every one of them has spoken out against this war. And when you have such a general consensus among religious leaders that the war is not morally justified, it seems to me that the administration must take a second look.
Of course, it's not just Catholic groups marching tomorrow. You're coordinating all kinds. Give us a sense of who is marching.
Well, there's certainly not Catholic groups only, but Pax Christi, which is an international Catholic peace movement, is going to have large numbers of people there. Peace Action will have very large numbers of people there. Student groups on campuses across the country, there's going to be young people from campuses coming. Every peace organization that I know of is going to have people here tomorrow, and they're going to be trying to make their voice heard.
Tomorrow there will be a rally of some numbers. We don't know how many here in Washington. Why has there not been a more concerted voice thus far? It certainly hasn't been as vocal as during the times of the Vietnam War.
Yes, but in the Vietnam War, it was on the news every night. In this situation, the media are not covering it. I can give you examples of what has been happening in the Detroit area, where it's very clear that the ordinary people of the city of Detroit and the whole metropolitan area are against the war. We had a meeting three Sundays ago, 5,000 people, not about the war, but during the course of the meeting, Congressman John Conyers at one point said, "This is off the subject, but I want to ask, how many people here are against this war?" 5,000 people stood up. And these are not your peace activists. These are cross-section of the metropolitan area. They stood up and clapped for about 30 seconds or a minute because they were determined that they wanted their voice to be heard. People are frustrated. They're not being listened to.
Do you feel that at this point, organizers and protesters at this point can make a difference in U.S. policy?
Oh, yes. I'm confident of it. I think there's a great momentum building up against the war. I've been traveling around different parts of the country giving talks. Every time there's an overflow crowd, and they're very, very responsive to a message that says this war is wrong.
Bishop Gumbleton, if you look at polls being taken across America, the majority of people say that they do support a war against Iraq and do view Saddam Hussein as a threat.
The majority, I think, who say that would be very shallow in their conviction. If you ask a second question, at what cost are you willing to support this war? If it means thousands of U.S. casualties, people are saying, no, we don't want to do it.
You've been involved in peace and what is known as peace and justice issues for a long time. If you can look back and compare this moment in history with anything else or any other time, what would that provision?
I think it does compare with the anti-Vietnam War period. And in fact, I think we're ahead of that because it took about 2 to 3 years after we were engaged in the Vietnam War before the anti-war movement really began to grow. In this case, we're out there growing a growing movement, very large movement, before the war has started, and we hope to reverse the decision to go to war. And I think that'll be one of the most significant things that could happen, that the people of this nation say no to the president and force the president to reverse the decision that he seems to have made.
Bishop Gumbleton, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
I'm very happy to do it. Thank you.
Bishop Thomas Gumbleton, Auxiliary Bishop of the Diocese of Detroit, one of the organizers of the march opposing war with Iraq on Saturday in Washington.